Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers, and this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without
a
suitcase.
See how that kind of lends to exactly what you just talked about? It's kind of interesting. It is. It's interesting. The welfare state kind of replacing man. I have extremely strong thoughts on feminism. I'm back with Thomas Dykes from Firestarter.com. And let me just tell you.
And I'm a white male, yeah. So I'm happy to chime in. I have an opinion.
By the way, make sure you get to my website, go to Balance of Nature, and help your immune system right now. And make sure you get on a supplement. You can get $25 off if you just put in the code KATE. And this supplement really is that good. I really searched high and low, and I had been using a supplement, but that went out of business. And I actually was searching high and low for what was going to work, and this was the one that just blew my mind. And it's been around so long. They have such a great record, such great reviews for a reason. It really does help people, and it's helped people even with cancer just stay cancer-free. I mean, it's been really great. So please, by all means, take part. You can actually get $25 off, and you can order today. Just go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code KATE. There's a money-back guarantee. I promise you, this is a great supplement. I would not tell you about it if it wasn't fantastic.
Their fiber product's awesome. I never comment on sponsors.
Oh, it is so good.
It's the best fiber product I've ever had.
You take this? Oh, my gosh. I love this
It's
thing.
Cinnamon. It's just delicious.
It really is. It's really that good. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's really good. So it's not me just spouting off. It really does work. And you'll feel all the effects of it, I promise. We were just talking about feminism because all these movements have been so fabricated to happen. They just didn't spontaneously occur because women were just getting fed up. There might have been a few women like that, but not the whole movement. The movement came about from very careful orchestration. And even, what's her, Gloria?
Steinem.
Gloria, was it?
I'm thinking of the activist 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. She was the kind of the feminist.
Yeah, she was Steinem, I believe.
She was actually CIA. She was actually groomed to be there. And she admits it on tape, for Pete's sakes. I've played the tape on air. That whole movement was constructed. It was organized. It was devised to happen. And then we suckered along right with it. And, we're not getting what we should. We're my guy doesn't appreciate me. Oh, my gosh. Well, basically that was kind of the mantra. And in every TV show, we were seeing this and kind of this whole women empowerment. You know, women have power. They don't need empowerment. We already have power. And that's my whole point, is that women sort of miss the whole boat in the power in the home, the power with their children, the power with their spouse. We already have it. But I have it because I respect who my husband is, too, and his power. We're both powerful together. That was the whole point that we missed. And that's why I'm very outspoken about it. And whenever I say that to somebody, men in particular, I have to give you so much credit because you're so respectful. You almost try and side with the feminists just because you don't want to be scorned, you know, for saying anything. You're so afraid. You know, somebody opened the door for me the other day at a convenience store, and I went, thank you. And he goes, oh, my gosh, you're welcome. I think he was so shocked. I said, thank you. Maybe the guy had been berated for doing that. How sad would that be? Man, please open the door for me. I love it. And I will make you a sandwich, and I will call it love, and I won't call it servitude because I feel that way about it. We have lost this in our society right now, and these girls are now getting co-opted with girl power shirts, and I think it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Yeah,
because it's all about girl power. No, you're just powerful just because you're a girl, but you don't have to go claim your power and oust men and throw men under the bus to get it.
Well,
you don't have to.
And I have one wife, two daughters, so I understand. Yeah. We're berated with this, with the teens and the gender dysphoria that everybody has now. But I want to be on the record. There is no such thing as toxic masculinity.
Yep.
That phrase needs to die. There are toxic men, but masculinity is a divine trait which men have, and femininity is a divine trait which women have.
They have it because I like a man who's masculine. Please, can we get this back?
We need men to be masculine, women to be feminine, because that is the greatest outcome that a couple can have, is when we both, and I don't always live up to what I see as masculinity. It's like I'm trying to teach my son what a masculine man looks like. But toxic masculinity is a phrase like a Gloria Steinem would use, that the feminists would use to make men feel bad. Like we have that phrase cuck commercials where the man is always stupid. He's always fumbling with things. There was that commercial where mom's an astronaut and she has to unlock the car door from outer space with the app so he can get in the car. It's just, it's this mantra that needs to die. Men should be masculine. They should be heroes. Women should be heroes and feminine, and that's what beauty is, and that's the divine to me.
Yeah.
So do not believe. This is what Marxists do to, what did it say? Destroy all political and religious institutions, to divide us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We were born the way we were supposed to be.
Divide parties, divide countries, divide
marriages.
Any group that, and this is the thing, and if we look back through history, all the groups that were used, you know, you got to hate this group in this other country and they're after us. And all of that is more or less, a lot of it's an illusion. And there might be people in certain factions that could be, but we still, I think we still have to understand that this is a way to create chaos, and you cannot rush in with any solution. You cannot rush in with a government if no one's buying, right? If no one's going to listen to your message. So if you create enough chaos, then people look and say, oh, I like that ideology, even though it's not really an ideology. It was sort of created and manufactured. We still look at it like, oh, I want to adopt that new thing because that's going to solve the chaos. That's the whole point of this, yeah.
Well, ideology, if it's an ideology of anything, it's of destruction. Marxists will infiltrate every group, civic, churches, social. They will come in political, and they will destroy your group. They're a cancer. And so, like with the Boy Scouts, like they will get paid to come in and undo your group. So Christians even get this. In fact, like we talked about Francis Bellamy, who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. He was a Christian socialist who taught a sermon called Jesus Was a Socialist. Like, they will get into your group and undermine it, because that's what they do. They divide. So if you come in and say, look, there's these inequalities, there's this unfairness, men and women aren't the same, we need this right and this privilege and this and that, they just undermine it until it destroys the entire group, because there's no moral fabric. Just like feminism destroys marriages, because there's not the same philosophy that men and women have to bind themselves together. And we all face this. It's a part of life as humans.
It's
that,
so true.
That we are being pulled apart in our family
too,
bonds.
What we're doing as far as a cog in the wheel. We don't get how we're driving it. If you really think about where we land with feminism, where do you think that lands us? It lands us in the annihilation of man, of making men feel weak, feel fearful, feel like they can't be or do who they are or say who they are. But it also makes for us a very lonely world in which we are the only ones around. And I think that's one of the most pathetic, sad, disarming, just alarming thoughts. I'm sorry, alarming thoughts that I could think of. if we don't have both raising families, if we don't understand what great roles we each contribute, we're missing all of it. Because honestly, at the end of the day, your family is supposed to be this hugely strong unit, right? And that's supposed to be the basis and foundation. And I think God is the foundation of that. Yet families are the foundation. And so, of course, that's going to be torn apart. Of course, that's going to be introduced with Marxist-style feminism, because that will tear us apart. And it's sad, because when I see men, I see a lot of men that are willing to get married, and they're willing to say, honey, I'm going to work for you every day. I'm going to work for my family. I'm going to come home with the paycheck, and it's yours. How amazing is that? How truly amazing is that, that you have men dedicated to their families and dedicated to work their buns off for their families. And yet women don't want to see that. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to recognize it or validate it in any way. And it's all about, you know, the guy comes home and he's like, you know, heaven forbid he say, what's for dinner? I mean, heaven forbid, because these women will go irate on him. You make it. You know, that kind of shrill,
I think,
you know,
I saw that
sad
commercial.
Yeah. Sad case. Because sometimes I think men, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think men go, well, gosh, you know, I'm here. I'm working my buns off. I'm doing everything, honey. I'm doing everything on this side of it, and you have this side of it, and this is what makes our life work. And then women are going for, I want to be in control of it all. I want everything to be on the way I want to do it, and sort of absorb that into that Marxist feminism movement. And, you know, there's a healthy respect for each other that goes both ways. And when my kids, when we have disagreements about what kind of punishment the kids get, and I say, well, kids, at the end of the day, your father's in charge, and that's what he said, and too bad, so sad. Mm. And I think my husband appreciates that. Kids, not so much. Husband appreciates that, but that's kind of how it should be. And I think, you know, in even saying that, I'm propping myself up for all the hate mail I'm about to get, but I don't care. I don't care. What was that meme I put up? I don't give a fanny fart. I could care less what women out there, because I don't want to be them.
I think it was fairy fart.
Fairy fart. I don't want to be those women.
But
I think they're horrendous.
We need men and women doing their utmost to fulfill their role, masculine, right, feminine, because life's hard.
It is
hard.
We
need to stick together.
And so if we are not going to see the illusion of a lot of these things, I hope we see at least the illusion of this movement right now that is so caustic that it's costing us our families. And I really do hope we can at least see through the illusion of that. Might not see through the illusion of full-on communism and what it's about, because it is. It's deadly, and it's become what it's become. It didn't start out that way, but it's become what it's become. But feminism, if we don't understand where this road's going, we're completely screwed as a nation, because that undermines our entire family base, and then we're done for. But that means we fall for anything, because we don't even have that root system in place. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
How many beers have you had?
Many. So many.
Non-alcoholic. Oh, is that a real call?
Yeah.
Love it.
I do too.
This is an alcohol-free show. We are being cogent and logical.
Show.
But that's the thing. Life is hard, and when you start to, like, why do women want to be men in the superhero movies and the media? I was telling you about that commercial I saw. The woman's in the bubble bath. Husband keeps walking through the bathroom
this
with the kids.
Commercial?
Yeah, chasing him, and he's got his arms full with, I can't remember, laundry.
He's trying
or something
to do all this stuff,
and he asks his wife for help, and she just looks over him, gives him kind of a dirty look, and sinks down. She's relaxing in the bubble bath. I'm like, wait, that's exactly what you want, a husband helping, being manly by helping with the family. But she looks at him like, do not disturb me. I'm a woman
I'm
in the bathtub.
Queen of the house, and you get to do what I say, and that's how that is.
And isn't it like a 1950s trope that men are these big cavemen, and they go to the man cave, and they don't help out? People that I'm friends with and I know, family, we're not like that.
Yeah.
Men help. And, and honestly, smart men know that if you help with housework, the woman wants you more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She can't help it, because it's like, oh,
so
he's being a good man. He's working hard, but he's also coming home and helping lift. So that's a tip for you, all you non-toxic men out there, is that you want your wife to want you, help out with it without being asked. That's the highest level
of... Yeah, it is. Boy, is it.
And you don't do it for that motive. You don't have an agenda, but if you help around,
that's just a healthy
your woman's
going
to appreciate it.
I think it's a healthy respect for each other, and it's kind of going to the mat for each other a little bit and bolstering each other up. And that's what these young girls are being taught, that they're the most important person in the room and that the man is so far beneath them and that they're lucky if the woman even turns and talks to them. What's sad is, too, is that women, I think, miss the whistleblowing. Women miss the door opening. Women miss all that stuff. They want their cake and they want to eat it, too, which is unfortunate because they're not going to have it all. And as much as they're demeaning men in our society and disrupting family and disrupting what I think God kind of put together to create a good family, that's so disruptive. And what? It's all about me, 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 me. It's all about my power, my power. And that's why I'm so against it. That's why I speak out a lot about it, because I think men need women. They need women to speak out against it so that men can embrace their masculinity and be who they are, and then respect the women in their lives that are feminine, not feminists.
And women need to bolster men. Like, we're weak too. We doubt ourselves. And when the woman looks at you like you are a good man, or tells you,
and thank you, thank
it makes
you,
you feel like a puppy dog
don't
getting its belly rubbed.
Don't men give tenfold? I mean, with a compliment, it's like, well, thank you for working your buns off for me, honey.
I want to be a better man.
Doing what you're doing. Yeah. You want to be a better man.
Well, women and men are equal, but they are not the same fundamentally, and it's a beautiful thing.
I know. We just need to learn from each other and respect each other and all of those Marxist ideas behind feminism. No wonder it's so caustic, and no wonder it is destroying who we are. And if we destroy who we are, then we have no hope of saving our country, because that's what makes up the country. That's what made us so strong.
The family.
What you learn in your family, what you are in your family, and we can't be afraid anymore. And we got to speak up, and that means women speaking out, speaking up, and saying that their little group is caustic. It's costing us, right?
Fearless man. That's what we need. Are you saying that to this man?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it.
TheFirestarter.com. TheFirestarter.com. Thomas Dykes, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Did that 3 hours, that just went, man. That was quick.
Too much fun.
Woo! Thank you. Fun conversations. Get it on podcast today. Send them out to everybody you know. And I like the hate mail, so you just keep sending it out.
Send them out to the men and the women you know.
I love it. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here on Monday. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.